The national anthem, that's notoriously hard to sing, found its musical roots in a British men's club. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston hears the bombs bursting in air anew.
A fierce bombardment by the British on a rainy night in Baltimore Harbor led poet and lawyer Francis Scott Key to the burst of patriotic emotion that's become the Star-Spangled Banner. But at the time, the well-known melody swirling in the young lawyer's mind was more associated with this theme song from a gentleman's club in London.
To Anacreon in heaven.
It's ironic that our national anthem, inspired by a torrent of British rockets aimed at Fort McHenry, is set to a British melody, a song sung by amateur musicians at the Anacreontic Society, where Joseph Haydn was once invited as the honored professional musician. And in 1814, no copyright laws prevented Francis Scott Key and others from writing their own lyrics for the well-known tune, and they did. Key himself had used the melody 9 years earlier in a tribute to two war heroes, titled When the Warrior Returns. Francis Scott Key wrote four verses for a flag that symbolized defiance of the rocket's red glare, and first called his song Defense of Fort McHenry. It was soon renamed the Star-Spangled Banner, and the first verse caught on in the fall of 1814 as Baltimore residents celebrated. It wasn't until 1931 that President Herbert Hoover signed a law making the patriotic standard the national anthem.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.